Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
June 18th is the mid-year shopping festival here in China. Unlike previous years, this year's 618 e-commerce extravaganza has been extended with pre-sales beginning from May 24th, and the event will last until June the 20th. On the first day of the promotion, which was May 24th, JD saw its sales on JD Super, which is its online supermarket, surge more than 7 times year on year, with many brands reporting better than expected sales, according to JD data. Normally, the overall sales record will be released each year after June the 20th. JD reported that the transaction volume of iPhones exceeded 100 million yuan, that's roughly 17 million US dollars, in just 5 seconds. 5 seconds!
5 seconds, yeah!
On the first day of the sales, compared with 5 minutes for Xiaomi smartphones. In addition, local infant milk formula brand Feihe, Danish toy giant Lego, and UK consumer goods brand Unilever saw sales on JD jump 10 times, 15 times, and 20 times year on year, respectively. Data from Alibaba's Tmall show that sales on its international channel surpassed the first day of the 618 event last year in just 8 hours. Sales of imported wine and healthcare products for pets and imported baby skincare products have seen great performance as well.
Yeah, it's really surprising that nowadays they started counting the sales volume or sales revenue on seconds terms. I remember last year they released a data after a couple of seconds, like 3 seconds. And then later on, they will tell you how much they have sold in revenue terms in 1 hour's time. And then after this sales season, they will just give you an overall number, like how many days that they have been doing this kind of promotion and how much each platform has earned. And usually, the Tmall platform will be performing the most eye-catching most of the times, but of course at JD.com and some other platforms will all post their revenue there to impress people. I guess most of the people will say, okay, perhaps I have contributed to a certain extent, which I did this year.
Oh,
I
don't know whether you did?
Yeah, of course. I'm a very shallow woman, you know. I bought some dress.
Okay. well, maybe that's your way of being self-deprecating. But I don't see buying things for yourself as shallow. I think it's just pampering yourself, which is sorely needed for office ladies because, you know, you guys work very hard and you spend a lot of time in front of computers, which can damage your skin. So it's really important to take care of yourself after work. So I don't think that's shallow at all.
Ah, Liu Yan, you are so sweet. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, with ladies, we tend to buy a lot of beautiful clothes, some of which have already stayed in our shopping cart for months, and we've been waiting for this day to arrive so that we could just click a few buttons and get the best deal and then pay for that. Yeah, and sometimes for new moms, we also tend to buy some baby formula or some of the products for the little kids in the family. But I guess for guys, the kind of things that they will buy perhaps would be slightly different.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you would want to know what I have bought.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm just not that much into buying in general, so I haven't placed too many orders. I have probably just placed 2 orders altogether so far this year. And one is for chocolate, which is stereotypically a female thing to buy, and the other is for books. And that
oh,
is,
that's very much like you.
Yeah.
You buy food. Whether it is the real food or it's the spiritual food, books and chocolate. Oh, I like your choices. I do. And I think there are also guys who love to spend. For example, they will buy a lot of electronic products.
Mm.
For example, PC products. I've got some data in here. The Chinese local brands are standing out during this year's event, and sales of domestic sports brands rose by 4 times year on year on JD.com, and those of domestic cosmetic brands skyrocketed 64 times. I think with the cosmetic brands, both guys and girls contributed. Mm-hmm. And perhaps for some of the PC products or smartphone products, maybe some of the young men would say, I really spend quite a lot. I've got data in here. For example, laptop brand Lenovo said recently that total sales of its PC products on all e-commerce platforms exceeded 100 million yuan within 2 minutes. That is something. Mm-hmm. And Xiaomi CEO Lei Jun also boasted about their sales. And he posted on Chinese social media Sina Weibo that 500,000 of its Xiaomi Note 10 series were sold within an hour. I guess that really illustrated, you know, how some people value this opportunity and purchase those things that they have been wanting for a long time. I guess this is also the time for a lot of people to say, okay, I'm just going to update my smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
For example, our program editor has just told me that she got something nice for herself. A phone, right? So it's a very good example of such kind of shopping extravaganza and how people deal with this sort of things.
Yeah, and I think of all the numbers you just told us about, I think what stood out for me is that sales of domestic sports brands rose by 4 times year on year. And I think that's a very positive sign, because obviously, if you are considering buying sports stuff, that means you are taking up exercise again, and you are in the mood, you know, doing stuff with your sports mates again. And that is certainly due to the fact that, overall speaking, the pandemic has been under control. That's why we have the luxury to think about doing sports again.
Yeah,
so I'm very happy about this particular statistic.
Yeah, and there are something new too. That is the live streaming e-commerce. Over the past couple of months, I have been going in and out of some of those live streaming studios on, you know, various e-commerce platforms, because I have found actually they can sell a lot of things. They sell, say, bamboo shoots, the fresh bamboo shoots for people to purchase. And they could be located in Jiangxi or some areas that's very close to the mountainous areas in the south. And then they send those bamboo shoots or some local specialties to, or local produce, special produce to you. Like within 2 days, they'll be at your doorstep. You can enjoy the very fresh thing from the southern part of China. And that's thanks to live streaming. And also, this has become a very popular way of purchasing goods from overseas, because some people, you know, they love certain products. And there are some of those live streaming studios selling stuff that's imported. And people would love to place their orders and directly get them at a relatively cheaper price. So these are all good things, I think. And all these forms of e-commerce has contributed to the great sales numbers for them. But of course, this is just part of the numbers. There will be, I think, much bigger number coming out at the end of this sales season. And we'll keep our listeners updated about that too.
Yeah. Actually, you know, just by listening to you talk about that, I have to say I admire you quite a bit, Li Ningjing.
Why?
Because I think we're about the same age. So technology-wise, I think we should, relatively speaking, on the same page as well. But I have never tried, like, buying things after watching some live streams, because maybe just I'm too reluctant to try new things. My mom was very interested in this as well. But I always chalked it up to the fact that, you know, she doesn't have many things to do other than, you know, spending so much money and time.
Are you hinting at something?
No. I'm just saying, But obviously you're very busy with work, yet you still try this. So it really doesn't have anything to do with whether you are busy or not. It just has to do with the fact that whether you're willing to try this or not. That's why I say I admire you. Maybe I'm too reluctant to try new things. And well, obviously this is the new trend. I should give it a go.
I think you can try it, but I can totally understand because sometimes if you don't talk about such things every day, then you would say, okay, this is a new trend. I know it. That's it. But for us, especially for a woman who's on such a show, we talked about live streaming every day, and then you just can't help but thinking, okay, I might want to see how it works. And that's how I started my, live streaming purchasing spree. Sometimes I found their produce quite fresh. The last time I used one of those live streaming studios to place an order was the Big Cherries from Shandong Province.
Oh.
They taste great.
So according to your experience, is it safe to say that certain products are better to try on live streams? For example, anything related to food or fresh produce, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think some of those fresh produce can be really good. They can be of very good quality. But of course, if you spend a very little money and you would expect the price, if you would expect the quality to be the top quality, that's really not quite realistic. But at a fair price, you can get a fairly good quality product. The farm product. In terms of other things, I think you can also get some the designer brand, say clothes or shoes, through these kind of live streaming studios, because they also set up their studios there. You can just get those products at a factory sale price. And I've never tried that though, but I have been bumping into some of those studios and took a look at those business model. So I think it's okay to just try. You might want to see how it works, at least, if you do need something and you can't find it on a regular Taobao store or JD, business store there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think probably one of the other real advantages of this particular live stream method is that if you have someone who is really demonstrative, someone who is very enthusiastic, who is a great presenter, who is very eloquent, then you are much easier to get sucked into the passion, and then you will be more likely to buy and try. So I guess that's also something worth considering.
Yeah, I think you totally nailed it. I'm really drawn by those beautiful hosts who can really display the product well and explain everything well. For some other studios where they could just simply put the products there, although they are of the same genre, or if they are of the same quality, I tend to spend a little more to purchase stuff at those studios where the host can present all the products very well and explain everything eloquently. It's a little bit like we doing the show. If we present ourselves in a very charismatic way, and if our content is truly good, then people tend to come and listen to the show.
Mm.
They make this kind of comparison. I think that is also true with those live streaming e-commerce hosts.
Yeah. So obviously live streaming is something very modern, but I'm going to mention something very old-timey, which is also relevant here. His name, I'm sure everybody knows, Aristotle, and he had this very famous model called ABC model, which basically boils down to A is audience. That means you have to know your audience to communicate well, and B, means brevity. You have to keep it concise. Don't say too many unnecessary things.
Yeah.
And C, I can't remember at the precise moment, but it's also something to do with communication and effective communication. So I think if you want to follow the ABC model, be it live streaming, trying to sell your product, or doing a radio show, trying to sell your stories, it's always the safe bet here.
Very well said, Liu Yan. Very well said. I think we should all remember that. And if any Taobao store live streaming celebrities are listening to this show, or somebody who's from JD.com listening to this show, I think you'll benefit quite a lot from listening to Liu Yan's words.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.